from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Opener. And so the question is, and I know some of us were maybe inspired by Josh Kendall's article talking about on The Athletic. He covers all things for the Falcons. Talking about the Falcons' pass rush. Can they fix their woes this season? And there's some lovely, or not so lovely, stats in here. Atlanta, in the last, they are last in sacks cumulatively over the last 5 years. So last year, they did take a step towards improvement. They doubled their sack mark from 42, or to 42 from 21. Maybe there'll be some more improvement this year with the moves that they made during the draft, during free agency as well.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that the last three seasons, the Raheem Morris coach defense has had 129 sacks. And you mentioned that the Falcons were last cumulatively in the last five with 138. So two extra seasons for the Falcons to garner only 9 more sacks. And I understand that the biggest thing everybody's going to say is, well, Aaron Donald on the team is a game changer. And it is. But you've got some game changers now, too. I mean, you've got David Onyemata, who I think is, I mean, it's not Aaron Donald, and Grady Jarrett's not Aaron Donald, but these are good players in the NFL. They're not bad players.
For sure.
They're players that can produce, that can create situations, they can get to where they have to be treated of double teams, and that can create some one-on-ones. And that's why you added Matthew Judon, who is rolling in here with, 66 sacks, and I think like 54 and a half since 2018, him and T.J. Watt. Who is also in this game on the opposite side.
Who we also probably need to talk about at some point.
have been very two of the better guys in the league. Yeah. The thing I would say, though, is, Tiffany, where at least to get off to a good start in week one is you have two guys rolling in here who could get to play quarterback, and they've both been sacked since 2021 268 times combined.
And I thought about that, but this is a – different team for both of them, right? And different offensive line for
it
both
is.
Of them. So, but yes, they have taken a lot of sacks, so you can't deny that fact. But again, new team.
There is a new team. And there's and the offensive line you mentioned. Mike, they're without their starting center who started the preseason, who had the thing was a shoulder. And then you got Isaac Seumalo, who got hurt, who was their starting left guard. He got hurt in practice last week. And it looks like he might miss this week.
Yeah, and that's one of the tough things as you move towards, and I'm with both of y'all, honestly, because I do think that, Tiff, it's nice to have a change of scenery. I think that Arthur Smith's offense is very offensive line friendly to a number of people that otherwise would not be great pass protectors, right? You don't have to be technically a great pass protector in Arthur Smith's offense. You're not going to drop back and throw it 50 times a game, right? It's just numbers kind of add up. But I think to Bo's point as well, these are guys that – have run themselves into sacks a lot of times. And you know I'm an offensive line friendly person when I look at it and I'm like, get rid of the freaking ball. All right, drop back and throw the pill on time and quit acting like, you know, that you're going to run around for 10 seconds like it's high school ball. It's the NFL. So I think there's a little bit both ways. But to get back to the Falcons pass rush, Tiff, you mentioned 42 sacks a year ago. It is interesting to me, and it's always interesting. You look at numbers – and you look at the Falcons' ranking, which I think they were, 21, 22, something like that, in terms of their ranking in the NFL for team sacks. The question always is, how did they come about those sacks, right? Are they being exotic? Are they running pick stunts? Are they walking linebackers up? Are they getting out of their lanes? Or are they simply getting there with a four-man rush with an edge rusher like a Matthew Judon and getting home? I think, to me, that's a bigger question. The question to me will not be the sack total or the sack numbers or how many sacks per game. It's how they are getting the sacks, right? If they can line up with
what's that indicative of then?
Well, I think what is it indicative of? It means that they have an elite pass rusher on the edge, right? You have a TJ Watt that goes out there in a four-man rush and can get home. You have a Joey Bosa. You have a Khalil Mack. You have a Von Miller that can get home. I think that's where the great teams have been able to separate themselves. Now, Kansas City's a little bit different where they do it kind of from the interior with a Chris Jones and guys like that. But when you have an elite pass rusher at one spot that can get home in a four-man rush, I think that's really where great teams start to separate themselves and are able to make some of these playoff runs.
Isn't that where you take, and we've seen Aaron Donald do this. You talk about Raheem. Aaron Donald did this for the Leonard Floyds of the world, where when you're great, and you can garner a double team.
Yep.
Good players, even average to good players, can collect sack totals because they're getting one-on-ones and they're going to be able to win some of those one-on-ones, you know?
And that's what, just to make add on to that real quick, but that's what some of the Rams guys, when I had them last year, talked about what Aaron Donald does, the effect that he has when he's on the field. And so who can be that guy then for the Falcons? I know you mentioned maybe Matthew Judon coming in.
Well,
maybe he can have that kind of impact.
Yeah, but I mean, I think if you're looking from the interior out, I do think David Onyemata has a little more wiggle than we initially thought he would. I think a lot of people, when David Onyemata was signed, it's like, man, it's going to be great taking on the double teams. You really anchor down the run game. You look at his pass rush win rate on just true pass sets from the offensive line, it's very high. I'm pretty sure he led the front seven in terms of that. It's like 20% win rate, which is pretty outrageous, right, if you believe in the kind of stat cast things with that. So it is funny because you look at it and you think, well, you know, this guy might have led or that guy might have led. David Onyemata is as elite for his position as we have defensively for the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that fits right into to kind of your point about Aaron Donald is, When these guys are having to account for you in these pass rush situations, I think that leads to a lot of more team success, you know, without having to be too exotic defensively up front.
Freeing things up, like you said, for Matthew Judon or whoever else is going to be rushing the passer.
Yeah, and I think there's a guy that we haven't even talked about that might get some opportunities.
Uh-oh.
And
tell us who it is.
And I was completely way off the board with this. I didn't think this guy would ever have a chance, and I heard people talking in the offseason. And then after being at training camp, I realized that I think Caden Ellis is going to be in a position to where he's asked to do things on the edge that could garner him some sacks. I thought it'd always be a Troy Anderson type player, but I think Caden Ellis is going to have an opportunity off the edge at times to, if he can win in some one-on-one situations, or, and to me, this is what he did in New Orleans so well that you pointed out to me, Mike, when we saw him when he was in New Orleans with Ryan Nielsen before he came here last year, is that if he gets those one-on-ones and he just stays in his pass rush lane against a team that has quarterbacks, as we mentioned earlier, that had a tendency through multiple teams, like, you know, Russ did it with the Broncos and with the Seahawks, where he would run himself into these sacks, Caden Ellis might garner two or three early this season.
Yeah, I think he's a huge X factor when it comes to that, because I do think he's very self-aware of what his role is defensively. I have another X factor for you. How about Zach Harrison? How about with the length he has and obvious passing downs? Now, we've kind of juggled back and forth. What is he in this defense? Is he a four technique? Can he line up at the three? Can he withstand the double teams? But if you find a role for him in obvious passing downs, lining up against some of the guards in the league, using his 6'8" frame and those long arms, I think he's a guy that could have a lot of success and be an X factor for this defense. So that'll be interesting to watch as well.
Who will be the X factor for the offense? Could it be Bijan Robinson? And is he in the perfect situation now to thrive this season? We will discuss, and we'll hit a TB's timeout. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Did you know you can listen to The Game on...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.